I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that...
That's right, kiddies. It's time for our in-house witch doctor. He is the Chagameister with Chaga Health and Wellness. His name is Jerry Ouellette. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Ange. Morning, Pete. Morning, Stephen. How's it going?
Hey, Jerry.
How are you doing, buddy?
Life is good. Hey, I was listening to Yvonne there, and Yvonne was great. I got to tell you, when I was minister, we tried to look into finding different ways to broaden typically what was perceived as a male fishing mindset out there. And one of the number one things, do you know what the number one thing for getting women involved in fishing was?
No.
Any idea? Come on, guess.
They needed Brad Pitt there to get them all motivated. How's that?
No, well, it typically, and we got to think outside the box. So it was, where do I go to the washroom?
It's a good point. That's a
number
good
one
point.
Question. And if you look at golf courses, you're now trying to accommodate that as well. And so we looked at putting porta potties at boat launches to accommodate getting more women involved in fishing. And that was just the small things that we don't think about that we just take for granted that we have to look at in order to get these more people like females into fishing. So it was a good thing.
By the way, the ministry Jerry is referring to, if you don't know, Jerry Ouellette was the Minister of Natural Resources and Forestry. Of course, back then there was no F, there was no forest. It was Minister of Natural Resources. Did a great job. Fantastic. Yeah. One of the best since. Although I got to tell you, the incumbent right now, the current minister, John Jakubowski, is doing a great job as well.
So he is too.
Hats off to him.
Yeah, I know Johnny. I'm quite impressed.
What are you doing with this inoculation? What are you doing experimenting? What are you, a scientist now?
Well, we've been doing always kind of experimenting with different things. And it's taken years, probably 4 years now. And 2 weeks ago, we finally got success where we actually inoculated or put Chegg into trees. And we're actually getting live growth in that now. And we found a formula that is now successful in inoculating trees to promote growth of Chaga in the birch because of the concern about how much is being harvested and that sort of thing. So we've got two methods of it being successful now. Yeah.
Wow.
So that's Jerry, eh?
That's one of those Yahoo moments because apparently, to my research and everything, it's never been commercially grown or artificially in birch trees anywhere in the world. Although I see in the States that they were growing it artificially on wheat stock. But every single person that I've met that took the wheat stock grown Chaga, it wasn't the same. They all came back and said it didn't work at all. And I think part of the reason is because what it extracts out of birch trees, which is butyric acid, polysaccharides, and triterpenes, and then converts them into things that are beneficial to people. Well, if they're not in wheat stock, then they can't get it out of there to convert to things that are beneficial for us. So we know a method. So it'll be instead of Johnny Appleseed, it'll be Jerry Chagameister running through the bush inoculating trees.
They're going to lock you up, buddy.
And have the old stethoscope on there and a little mirror over the head.
Magic mushroom dealer and grower.
Exactly. Of course, at the end of it all, what it simply means that there will be more availability of the product. And now the biggest problem is that it's wild and it's harvested. It's rare and hard to find and a lot of work. And I think as it becomes a little more mainstream in terms of the growth and harvesting of the product, it'll just be that much more important in our lives because it's great stuff. It's called Chaga. If you need more information on it, you can go to Chaga Health and Wellness. There's all kinds of info there. But I think once you punch up Chaga on the internet, you'll be amazed at the amount of information that will be at your fingertips. Chaga Health and Wellness is a good place to start. That's for sure.
Yeah. So, one other thing we're doing is we're actually compiling a research document of individuals who are using it and getting benefits from it. And we're trying to, and this is part of research, and I have a doctor that works with me, and she trained in medical science as well as Penn State University, which is a world-leading mushroom university. and we're compiling a list. So if anybody has anything, if they can get in touch with us on the website, just go to our website, chagahealthandwellness.com, and email us, and we'll include you in that research study if you're interested.
Where can folks come and see you this weekend? I know every weekend you're working at a market of some type. Where are you now?
Right now, I'm in the Lindsay Farm. Beautiful day up here. Great day.
Lindsay Farmers Market. If you're in that area, pop in and see Jerry. Say hello, and he'll look after you personally. Thank you, my friend.
Always a pleasure. Take care, Ange, Pete.
Jerry Ouellette, ChagaHealthAndWellness.com. Check it out. More journal after this. Let's go away.